Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in your place and listen this beautiful Lord's Day. Trust in finding you well wherever you may be. And if you're homebound, not able to get out, trust we can be an encouragement to you, be a help to you. And if you're listening by the way of the internet, however how you're listening, wherever part of the country you're in, trust we can be an encouragement to you. We're just here to preach this Word of God. God saved us one time when we was lost, and then God called us to preach, and I'm scared to death not to preach what this book says and teaches. Amen. I'm not scared of the crowd. If I never get an appointment to preach or whatnot, that don't worry me one bit in this world. I'm just afraid of standing before God. God's laid something on my heart, and I didn't preach it. I'm scared of Him. Amen. I'm not like this playing crowd we've got today, a ball game on the Lord's Day. No fear of God whatsoever. And I'm telling you, it's an abomination in the sight of God, and they're going to stand in judgment for doing it. Amen. So I'll just throw that in. It won't cost you a thing in this world. But I would like to say that I want to, this year, not only goes out, I understand, by internet here, but I tape every broadcast and send it to a preacher friend of ours in Salisbury, North Carolina. And he's got a fellow out of his church by the name of Humpty Dumpty. That's what I call him, Humpty Dumpty, just kidding him. Good friends of ours, love him and love his pastor, both of them. But they put this on a website, and it goes worldwide. And I want to apologize to somebody, I don't know, might not have been, but a couple of weeks ago we got a phone call from another country, and maybe I didn't wait long enough on to find out, and it might not have been somebody about the radio broadcast, I have no idea, but I want to put this on there. If it was, and you hear this, phone me again. Amen. I don't know how it is in your country, in other countries, but here, these solicitors will get on your nerve when you ain't got but one and turn around and around and around on it till you're weary when you pick up the phone or something like that. But if you did try to phone me, amen, I want to apologize. I didn't get smart with you, didn't nothing like that. I'm tired of these solicitors around here trying to beat you out of money or whatever they do. But we'll put that on there. So if you hear this, you know I'm apologizing to you. And if you didn't phone, I still apologize. Phone me, amen, and talk to me. I understand you was trying to find the Lord. So, amen. You got your Bibles this day. Turn with us to the Word of God. And I want to be going back to the same text that was on last week. May be with it for several weeks. I have no idea on me what the Lord would have us to do. But I want to show you something here this day that God said. Amen. That God said. It's not what I think about it, but it's what God said. And it do us good to pay attention to this blessed old book. Now, I'm going to say this. I walked through the house the other day. My wife has got some put up in plastic bags, the old Sears and Roebuck catalogs. Amen. And some of y'all maybe have done forgot all about them. Been so many years, probably 20, 25 years since Sears and Roebuck sent out the spring, summer, and fall catalog. Some of you is old enough you remember it well. And J.C. Penney used to send them out. But I can walk through and see them Sears and Roebuck catalogs. You got them in plastic bags laid up for grandkids or whatever. The later year down the road, they can dig back and see what was in our lifetime and how the different prices changed and stuff. But what I'm getting at here, now if you get a Sears and Roebuck catalog and you get a J.C. Penney catalog and lay them down side by side, now it would be kind of stupid, I think, to look in a J.C. Penney catalog and know you was going to shopping at Sears and Roebuck and trying to find a bargain in there, maybe then go to Sears and Roebuck and said, I seen in J.C. Penney catalog. I'm saying that to say this. That's the same way the Word of God. God only has one book. I'm going to just plainly lay it like it is. God only has one book. And all these others you go to is like going to a J.C. Penney catalog, won't go to Sears and Roebuck shopping. Amen. If you want something, amen, that out from heaven, and you got heaven's book while you used to reading in hell's book trying to find what you want to get out of heaven. But, amen, enough of that. So, amen, if you want to go shopping to Sears and Roebuck, look at Sears and Roebuck catalog. If you want to go to heaven, get thing, some things from heaven, look in heaven's book, Old King James Bible. But in Hosea chapter number 4, I want to read just a few verses, and we'll go back to Mark chapter 4. Bible said, in verse number, chapter 4, verse number 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest to me. Now you listen what God said. Now this is what God said himself. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, God said that, but don't tell me that God won't, because I just read it right off the pages of God's blessed book. Amen. We're living in a generation of young people today, seemingly God's not dealing with. I have no idea. That's God's business, but I'm telling you right now, men, women, and preachers, if you listen to me, you had better get your head buried back in this book and find you an altar and get a hold of God, get full of the Holy Ghost again, and preach what this book said to this generation that we're living in. But I want to get back to the scripture that was on last week, and Bible said, and here in St. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 35, and read the remainder of the chapter, 4 or 5 verses. I'll probably read it every week to get them maybe that hadn't listened to hear it. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? Now, if correctly reading these few verses of Scripture, again, to refresh our memory just for a few minutes, here was these disciples, and God told them, I said, get on the ship and let us pass to the other side. And amen. And they all had enough faith in God to realize that when he said, let us pass over to the other side, if they went with him, they was a-going to the other side. Amen. Whether he was awake or asleep, they was a-going out to the other side. But the Bible said, and there was other little ships with them. And I want to compare, or did last week and do it again today, compare them, little ships, with our young people today. Amen. Now you notice when the storm arose and things begin to get rough, they forgot all about them little ships. All they was worried about was their own hide. They woke the Lord up and said, "Lord, carest thou that we perish?" Ain't God, he didn't say one time, "Do you care, Lord, about these little ships?" But it was me and mine was all they was worried about. And I'll say we're living in a generation today where we've got preachers that all they're worried about is their fame and how many revivals they're going to get. Amen. How much of a paycheck they're going to get. Amen. And to be in with the big boys, and that's my least worry. Amen. It's to worry about how I'm going to be accepted by the big boys. I'm already rejected by them. Amen. If you stay with this Word of God, you'll be a rejected man in this world. I'd bless your heart, but here, we have these here. I was worried about their own self. I'm going to say, let the big boys do whatever they want to do. I'm just going to stay with God Almighty. Amen. But I went back last week and picked up poor Jehoshaphat when his father Asa died. And God and Jehoshaphat, his son, I reigned in his stead, and he set himself against Israel. Amen. Which was Ahab. He wouldn't have a thing in the world to do with him. But went on down to where, amen, looked like Jehoshaphat. I was trying to get the people of Judah, amen, to walk in the ways of God. But I'm going to tell you right now, friend, time and pressure are pushing again us. It'll cause us to compromise. It'll cause us to slack off. It'll cause us to quit. It'll cause us to change. It'll cause us to soften up. I'm a friend, you're listening to one today. I aim to go out of my grave. I'm standing with this book and what it says. If I run out of anywhere to preach, I want God smiling on me. Amen. I was 17 years later. Ahab just kept picking and kept plucking and kept worrying. The soul man of God. By the way, Jehoshaphat, I began to reign in the fourth year of Ahab's reign. In other words, the whole time that Jehoshaphat was king, Ahab was a king over Israel, and Jehoshaphat was king over Judah. He just kept on and kept on. Thanks be unto God to find me. He made a league, are joined up with Ahab. Ahab said, "Well, come on down and go with me to battle against these other nations." And Jehoshaphat, "I've done like our backslid. Ain't God preachers done today? Amen. Instead of getting some ground and standing on it and staying where you're at, I say, I'm going to stay. I made a left here. I set myself against Ahab, and I'm going to stay there as long as God leaves me king over Judah." But no, he went up and joined a league with Ahab. And he said, "My men are as your men. Amen, I'll go with you." Ain't that what the world's done today? I mean, the church world, it's compromised. It's, thank God, it's had itself set when God saved it, how to be again Ahab. Ahab, how the things of this world, but Ahab kept digging, I kept poking, I kept ringing, how to hear Jehoshaphat, I just throwed up his hands, and made a league with him, how the church today, instead of seeking, how the face of God, how getting him to smile, and the power of the Holy Ghost, back in our midst again, we're compromising. Amen. I know this is not popular. I bless your heart. Amen. I told a preacher one time, me and him were sitting and eating. Amen. I'm not in the name calling business. Today sometimes I am, but today ain't today. Ain't God, but me and him were sitting across. Face to face at a table. And I just told him plainly, I don't know of a church nowhere that ain't backslid on God. Amen. Ain't God, I know. Ain't still some godly people. Still some are doing right. I said instead of, if they wasn't backslid on God, instead of having entertainment, amen, they'd be a praying, seeking God, asking Him for wisdom, asking Him for guidance, asking Him for help. But instead of that, we're bringing the world into the house of God, trying to get more people in. Amen. Better off to shut the doors, lock it up, and burn it down. And you ought to turn your back on God. But Jehoshaphat here, in verse number 19, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, after the battle, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Now you listen what God done. And Jehu, the son of Hemmiah, the seer, I went out to meet him and said to Jehoshaphat, "Hey, God, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon thee from the Lord." Amen. Don't think, our friend, but what we can't yoke up with this world and bring the wrath, the judgment of a holy God down on a godly a person, Jehoshaphat. God sent a man to rebuke him and told him where he's wrong at, and said, "You brought the wrath of God upon you for doing this." I'll say the reason why the Holy Ghost is leaving out in our churches and having to be placed with chili suppers, amen, and ball games, car washes, and trips, amen, to Dollywood and everything else. We've got to have something. But bless your heart, I'm going to tell you what. Oh, Jehoshaphat, when they have brought him this word, amen, you'll find where Jehoshaphat, nevertheless, there's good things found in thee. Thou hast taken away and the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat dwelt in Jerusalem, and went out again through the people, from Bathsheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. Preachers, hear me today, and listen well. When we see the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, and God sending us warning, unless we return, how the judgment of God is going to fall on us. Thank God, Jehoshaphat, I still had enough of God about him until he went throughout Judah and got the elders and brought them back. Preachers, bag. I've prayed in the book. I've pulled that JCPenney book. I've out in the yard. I've get a King James Bible. I've preached the Word of God. I've tried to get our people back to God again. Amen. Done wore out in body. I'm a friend, let's just look what kind of mess we're in today. I bless your heart. Amen. God went on down where He set up people how to teach them. Amen. The ways of God and the fear of God out of a pure heart. Boy, He is trying His best to get the people back to God. Instead of that, today, if we can't get them with this one, we'll dream up something else to get them in. Friend, if God don't get them, you just as well can mark them down as hellbound. I had some one time. I come sit on my front porch of Jehovah's Witnesses. I come and sit on my front porch. And they were trying to convert me. Instead of that, they wound up getting preached to. Had their off the wall J.C. Penney book. I said, you see that trash drum out yonder? I said, if you'll take all that junk you got in that bag and that left-handed book you got, amen, put it in that barrel and burn that junk and try to find God. I said, don't call that junk. I said, junk. Amen. I said, go right down yonder in them woods. I'll get your King James Bible. I'll get behind the log and pray until you find God. Friend, hear me. We need some men today that'll do like Jehoshaphat. Go and get our people and try to turn them back to God. Amen. We ain't caring about our young folks today. Don't tell me you are. Amen. I preached it here and I'll preach it again. Right here in this very county we're at, they've got voted it wet. Saying it's doing it for the young folks. Hogwash. Amen. They wasn't doing it for the young folks. Amen. After they got it in here, they still ain't got enough money. Amen. Now they're trying to get lottery in the state of Alabama. Doing it for our young folks. After they get that in, if they do, they'll forget about the young folks again. Amen. Next thing, you'll be trying to legalize marijuana. Amen. We're doing it for our young folks. Friend, if you really want to do something, for your young folks, you do what Jehoshaphat done right here. Amen. It'll help our young folks more than anything in the world. Thank God you cannot. I play with sin, legalize it. I voted in. Amen. Make it legal and ever prosper in the sight of God. Sin is sin, and God is going to judge it. Whether it be in the form of alcohol, whether it be in the form, amen, this week heard about a little autistic boy, amen, where he was taking his Bible to school. Amen. Show you how much we care for our young folks. He was taking his Bible to school. You know, some of y'all hear it on the news. Ain't God reading his Bible on his break time, and they told him he couldn't bring that Bible to school. It was meant for the church house and not the schoolhouse. God help us when a bunch how devil worshipers get out of where they're trying to kick God out of everything. I bless your heart. Amen. He made him sit in the corner in a chair. And I heard yesterday what it said on the news. I wouldn't even let him go to the lunchroom and eat dinner. How? Because he had his Bible. God help us, friend. When we get satisfied. I said that the church of preaching about. Amen. The streets of gold, the walls of jasper. I've got news for you, honey. Hey, something between. I hear and there, and it's spelled S-I-N, and sin is going to have to be dealt with. Amen. I'd bless your heart if I had time this evening, I'd preach a while. It's time we woke up to the reality. God help us. Amen. And Jehoshaphat said, I'm going to jump down. Maybe we'll get back to it. Next Sunday, chapter 20 and verse number 12. And oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Preacher, this is Jehoshaphat talking to God. Said, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what to do. How will this ungodly crowd is coming against us today? Except be like Jehoshaphat. I pray and ask God for wisdom. Ask Him for help. Ask Him to Him take over His battle and not mine. But you notice how he got interested in the young people. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, amen, he said here in verse number 12, in verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord. Now listen, with their little ones, their wives and their children. So we find somebody here that's interested in the young folk. Amen. And them disciples out there on that ship, they wasn't a bit interested in them little ships. Cherokee County ain't interested in our young people. DeKalb County ain't interested in our young people. Ain't got any Wall County ain't interested in our young people. If the church don't get interested, and the family, and the people of God, we're going to go down. Oh, God help us. If we had some Jehoshaphat, I would get concerned and get before the Lord. I'll tell you what you do tonight, just well, just to make you good and mad before I leave. Hey man, you turn that television off tonight and get off of that football game, and you take your little ones and go to the house of God. Hey man, gather them around the altar and hug them up. Thank God and begin to pray and ask God to help us. Hey man, I know that'd make you mad before I leave. I bless your heart. It's time somebody told us exactly what to do if we're concerned about our little ones stepping off into hell. It's time some old folks begin to make a path and lay it down for our young folks to walk in. Hey, amen. I've never seen in my years a mess this world's in today. Thank God, brother, we're trying everything in the world except the Word of God. You know God's only hope we got. That's all our children. You can play them and you can play them and you can play them. And play them right into hell. But you notice what Jehoshaphat done in verse 13. He got the elders, he got the children, got their wives, got every one of them headed to the house of God. Amen. How many churches tonight the doors will be closed? Ain't God because they're not having any church. Or how many churches tonight will have a television sitting inside there to watch a ball game, eat potato chip and drink cocoa? Amen. God bless your heart. It's time somebody got concerned about our young people and led them back to a holy God. Well, bless your heart. Amen. God help us. I wish we'd wake up. We're in pitiful shape. Only hope we have is God. I hope we ain't gone too far. Romans chapter 1, you'll find three times where God said, and I gave them up. And again, He said, I gave them up. And again, He said, I gave them over. And now you've seen where I read in Hosea there a minute ago. He said, because you've forgotten me, my law, statutes, and commandments, I'll also forget your children. Friend, Amen. Jehoshaphat had enough sense to know them young folks was doomed unless he got them back to God. This time we'll turn it back to Brother John.